Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Wednesday.
Hello, friend.
Hath arrived.
Here it is.
What?
It hath arrived.
It hath arrived.
Oh, hath.
Hath.
I thought you were just like, it hath. Like you're doing like
a what?
Daffy Duck thing or
Thay. Wednesday hath arrived.
Suffering succotash. Wednesday's here.
Thay.
That's not what you're doing.
No,
You're being fancy. I'm sorry.
We're going to London in T-minus 6 days. And I am finding myself drawn to any and everything British. I rewatched The King's Speech last night. Wonderful movie, by the way.
Really?
What but is it that
doesn't,
face?
Well, it just doesn't seem like I gotta watch that again.
I didn't see. Give me some more King's Speech.
That's my favorite movie. I watch it every Tuesday, right? Like, he had the Isle of Women on.
Forget Caitlin Clark. I need some King's Speech.
I stayed up late watching women's basketball. You're watching the King's Speech?
Jeffrey Rush's performance.
Oh, my Lord.
Is fantastic.
What about Colin Firth?
And Colin Firth. Fay.
Fay, Colin Firth.
I stumbled upon it. And actually, it was done before the women's basketball game. So I got to double dip.
Well, pip, pip, cheerio.
I know. But I probably would. I should have watched, like, I guess I would call it football. I should be watching soccer right now. What?
You're calling soccer football. I love it. Yes, you are so British right now.
I am all in.
Do you have your tea?
You had some this morning.
You got a cuppa?
Do they say cuppa?
Cuppa.
That
cuppa
sounds
tea?
More slangy.
Cuppa.
Cuppa.
It's probably more like slangy British-y, though.
I would like a cup of tea, please.
Cup of tea?
Please. I had a lot of fish and chips lately. I'm all in. I picked up British currency yesterday at the bank.
How many pounds?
We got $200 worth of pounds.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like tipping.
Yeah. I suppose.
Yeah.
Is it, does it have the Queen's face or King Charles' face?
King Charles' face is on none of the British paper money that I got.
Oh, interesting.
It's the Queen on two of them, and Winston Churchill is on the five.
Really?
Yeah. And then the backside is like historical figures. But their money is, it's got a weird plastic feeling to it. It's really cool. Part of it you can look through. Yeah. Their money.
There's a picture window?
Yeah, there's a picture window.
Wow.
Peeping window in your British money.
The British pound has a peephole.
It does. Apparently. I didn't want to say that. That sounds horrible.
It really does?
Yes.
Do you have it on you?
I do not.
Why do you not? Don't say do not. No, what? What is wrong with the way you're speaking today? Who are you?
I'm being British influenced.
I know, but I'm like, I don't think that this is real you. This is AI, Eric. I don't want to play.
No, it's real me. It pinched me. It'll hurt. It's real me.
Yeah, but an AI can say, ow. How can I know how you're feeling?
How would you know if it's really me and not AI me?
It's got to be a test.
Put me to a test of wills. Feats of strength.
Feats of... No,
offer me vegetables. I will say no.
Okay.
Or does AI that's know? AI knows that.
No, but that's an Eric move. That's a total Eric move.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's really me.
Because it's me.
It's me. I will endeavor to try to bring British money tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll do my best.
Yeah, I'd like to see money with the people.
Because we're in the... If you ever take a long vacation, everything is like going into the room to be packed.
Yes.
And that's where it is right now, because I don't want to forget anything.
Organization.
Passport, room to be packed. Two books. I have two books, Claire. Maybe I'm not real Eric.
Wait, who are you? No.
Aha.
Real Eric wouldn't read two books.
To be packed. I don't plan on finishing either of them.
Yeah, but why bring both? That just seems like a necessary book.
You're right. I might only bring one.
Just bring one book. You're not going to read them.
That's a great point, because if I do finish it, I can buy a new one on the way back.
Yes!
From a British bookstore.
Ooh.
Yes.
A British book.
Yes. I'd like a cuppa and a British book, please.
You got a plan now.
Keep me focused.
Okay. Focus.
I'm a little giddy for my trip.
That's what we're all going to do. We're just going to focus, because I just feel a little loosey-goosey today, too.
I think we both do.
I stayed up late watching Caitlin Clark. I couldn't
stop. You watched
stop.
The whole thing?
I did.
Good for you.
I shouldn't have, though.
I made it till about the end of the third quarter, and then my eyes got heavy.
Yes, yes.
I was still a little concerned into the third.
I know.
And then I checked the score this morning. I'm like, that's about what they had when I fell asleep.
And
so
why
we
was
figured
I worried?
It out.
Yeah. I should have been as confident as the team was. But there was just a moment where I was like, well, this could get away from us.
Well, and they played them very closely the first time. They played Wisconsin in December.
Yeah.
But no, another major, what was it, 96-50?
Something like that.
It's like a 40-point win.
Yeah. It was a good one. It was a pretty good margin of victory. But I was worried, okay? So I had to stay with it. They needed me. They needed my spirit. And we've got a bit of a scandal this morning in regards to the world record for oldest dog. Massive scandal. Out of Portugal, there was a dog named Bubby.
Hey, Bubby.
Bubby. Over 30 years old.
Wow.
This is an old dog.
We got one pushing 17.
17?
I didn't know you could get to 30 with a dog.
Well, that's kind of the question. Can you? Can you get to 30 as a dog? He passed away at the age of 31. And it looks like perhaps Bobby's legacy might be tarnished a little bit. The owner submitted to the vet a document that Bobby was born May 11th, 1992. Meaning Bobby was 31 years, 165 days old. Like not even just exact. The vet's like, no. No, there's just no way.
And we all have PowerPoint, right? We all have Certificate Maker.
Mm-hmm.
You can fake that, couldn't you?
You could easily fake that. They believe that sometime around the 99 time that maybe there was a switch that Bobby, if you look closely at Bobby's paws, there's the coloring might be just a little bit different. The original Bobby had a little bit of white.
Wait, this was a replacement Bobby?
Perhaps Bobby was replaced halfway through Bobby's life and nobody knew and they tried to pass it off.
Well, the owner knew.
The owner knew, but tried to pass it off as the exact same dog who was 31 years old.
No.
So
I don't know how to cry foul in Portuguese, but I cry foul in Portuguese.
It is being investigated right now, my friend.
Good.
Justice. Justice.
Chuck Grassley, the oldest sitting senator at 90 years of age, hospitalized with an infection, according to his office.
Gosh.
He's receiving antibiotic infusions. Not made clear when he was admitted. That's all we have. And then we've got the only time I ever hear these two words together when people are in the hospital. He's in good spirits.
Oh, that's good.
You never hear that any other time.
No.
You never describe someone's temperament as good spirits unless they're in a hospital bed.
Oh, it's Wednesday. How are your spirits?
I'm in great spirits today.
Okay, good.
42 years, 1 month, and 7 days. He is among the longest serving senators in the history of the U.S. Senate. Now, remember me?
Yes.
Remember me?
Yeah.
By way of the National Weather Service, I am just the messenger when I tell you this. There are two chances for snow between this evening and Friday.
Ugh.
A narrow band of 1 to 2 inches forecast eastern Iowa, but it's looking more probable northwest Illinois. Low confidence.
Okay.
But possible. Another round, 70 to 90% chance, 1 to 4 inches, late Thursday, early Friday. Yeah. So, another round coming through.
We have plenty, please. Thank
and
you.
Behind that, again, 2 more days of Arctic air. So, we're back into I got a 5 on Friday. Did I see 2 on Saturday? Yep. But then, 30s.
But 30s.
We're working our way to 30s. 22 on Sunday, Monday 35. So we're headed in the right direction.
Sounds
after
so nice.
Another little dip of snow. Last week, 2 weeks ago, Hy-Vee, West Des Moines, guy gets picked up in the limo. It's his last day there, like 48 years behind the meat counter.
Such a sweet story.
You'd never hear stories of people staying at a job that long.
No.
Anymore, right? That is a dying generation. I want to introduce you to 84-year-old Dottie Sharp. She works the drive-through at a Pittsburgh McDonald's.
She's a legend.
She's been working at McDonald's for 45 years.
Wow.
She saw the invention of the Happy Meal. McNuggets.
What?
She also saw the invention and then the quick removal of McPizza in 1986.
She's seen it all.
She has seen it all. Fast food.
McRib's back.
Every year, she probably knew when the McRib was coming back before anybody else.
She always knows.
She maybe had her hand in a Monopoly token or two.
Remember?
45 years. Can you imagine? One job. That's all she's done. And in high pressure, those they usually get yelled at, right? You got my order wrong.
She always worked the window too?
No, she's worked every shift.
Everything.
At McDonald's. Yeah. Just been in the window for last nine. Maybe it lets her sit down. I don't know.
That's cool.
Yeah. She is 84 years old, is retiring this week. Her granddaughter, by the way, has been working with her at the same store the past 9 years.
Oh.
Which is fantastic.
They're like a dream team.
Yes. And granddaughter's going to stay at that same McDonald's.
That's sweet.
Yes. That's got us feeling all right this morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
It's always fun to take a look back in Hollywood history and figure out the celebrities that used to be roommates. They weren't always rich and famous all on their own.
They were all trying to just get an audition at about the same time.
That struggle time. And some of them who came up about the same time actually go way, way back and live together. One duo, Jason Priestley and Brad Pitt.
90210 and Ocean's 11.
Mm-hmm. They actually... They're a triple. They had a third roommate as well who lived with them in the 80s.
Who doesn't deserve to be named.
Didn't make it. I'm going to go with did not make it.
He's still waiting tables.
But Jason Priestley said that they lived in a really bad part of L.A. And they lived off ramen noodles. They drank generic beer, smoked Marlboro Lights because they were all broke.
Yeah.
That was just, you know, they were just barely getting by audition to audition.
And you think about Brad Pitt needed Thelma and Louise to kind of come on the scene.
Yeah.
Priestley had a great run in TV, didn't do a ton in the movies.
Uh-uh.
But they had their nice little trajectories, right?
Yeah, you just try to get the gigs, right?
Yeah.
So there...
there's the third guy.
And that guy, he tried too. He tried too.
Hey, go out and get us more smokes, third guy.
This is sad because they used to play a game. It wasn't like who got the audition or whatever. But amongst the three... roommates, they used to play a game, who can go the longest without showering?
Oh no, I don't want to play that game.
Boys, ew.
I don't want to. Now I know what happened to the third guy.
He got stunk out.
Oh,
he didn't win the game because the winner of the game was always inevitably Brad Pitt.
I don't know how I knew that, but I just knew it was Brad Pitt.
You know what? Sometimes it's like, oh, so pretty. Is that like product in his hair? Like, or is it
natural? Essence.
It's a just natural essence of Brad Pitt.
Essence of Brad. Available at Macy's.
Brad can go a really long time without showering. He would always win the game. And Jason Priestley said, I think about it now, like thinking back to playing that game. And it's like, dude, how disgusting. What were we thinking?
Are you telling yourself to go shower, or do you think peer pressure makes you go shower?
Like, you stink so bad, get off the couch and get away from me.
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know. Because...
like who
have you been, like not been able to handle yourself too?
Yeah, is
like,
it a smell tolerance or a tolerance of people just coming out and you're like, I don't care.
Just go take a shower. Boys, this is not a game to be played. Go take a shower.
Matthew McConaughey versus Brad Pitt.
Whoa, all bets are off. Now that is a game I want played.
No shower game.
That could be a reality TV show.
Wow. Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision. Okay, big announcement. Yesterday, Coachella announced their headliners for 2024, going down on the weekends of April 12th and then April 19th, usual spot, Indio, California. They made a big announcement. They've got Lana Del Rey, Tyler, the Creator, Doja Cat. These are going to be really great shows.
Huge names.
Huge names. And they are reuniting No Doubt.
I didn't have No Doubt on my radar.
No.
No, I'm like Everclear. Like Green Day's still together.
Green Day has always been.
I know. I was trying to think of a band from that scene, like a California band.
They haven't done
No
stuff.
Doubt is the band.
Yeah. They'll be huge. They formed in 86, took a hiatus in the 2000s, reunited in 2008, but really haven't done anything together with no news on when or if they ever would do something together again since 2015. So it's a big announcement. They made the announcement in a video... they X'd it, tweeted, X'd. No other word on if they're going to follow that up with new music
or a tour.
A tour, an album. Don't know, but that was the big announcement.
That's a huge announcement.
No Doubt at Coachella. I got to tell you. This past Sunday is a holiday that I'm sure that you are morally against. Sunday was National Dress Up Your Pet Day. Eric hates dogs in costumes.
I'm trying to look through you with anger eyes.
Just hates it.
I do.
Courtney Cox decided to have a little fun. She has two dogs, Lily and Bear, and she has taken up knitting. She's she's learned how to knit, so she made some costumes for her pooches. She dressed them up like little old people. So Lily has a curly gray wig and some pink glasses, and she's got pearls and a cardigan that she knitted for her, and a little skirt and a handbag.
That
a little,
poor dog.
Little doggy cane. And then Bear had on a little cap with some black glasses and a bow tie and the mustard yellow sweater vest and some plaid pants. And
I'm getting very, very, very mad at Courtney Cox right now.
The dogs just kind of sit there and they're like, man, whatever. And they went along with it.
They did not go along with it.
All for Courtney's.
You're just bigger than them.
Courtney had a good time. They did a little photo shoot. She got her picture. But the comments, people were a little confused because, wait, didn't Monica from Friends hate this?
Just a reminder, real people and TV people are not the same people.
They are not the same people. Courtney Cox, okay with it. Monica Geller, no.
Also, Danson Eric Hansen,
no.
No.
That's what we like to call
Z's sleaze.
Sometimes it's nice to just kind of talk about your feelings. Don't bottle up all of your rage and disappointment.
Are you looking at me when you say that?
Yes, I am.
I'm having a rage fest with myself right now.
He's so mad at him.
My brain got in the way of my brain. I was just trying to tell you a little aside about Hawkeye football and my nephew Pete running into a Hawkeye football player while at a wedding I didn't make. And I kept saying cousin Pete, and I was getting more and more mad at myself. I was ruining myself like a kid ruins something.
Yes.
I was ruining my own story.
You were the kid.
I was the kid in this situation. I was ruining a very simple, like, hey, my nephew ran into a Hawkeye football player.
But you know what? If you keep all of that like frustration and disappointment and unbridled rage.
I let that loose.
If you keep it all to yourself, you're going to explode. So today,
it's going to gnaw away at you.
We're releasing some of that pressure because as parents, you carry a lot of weight on your shoulders. And there have definitely been times when you, as a parent, have been disappointed because your kid totally ruined something.
And I also don't think it's healthy that like you carry a little bit of anger at your kid maybe years after something has already happened.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly they ruined a moment and you still look back on it. You're like, I'm still carrying that around a little bit.
I'm carrying it around because I'm disappointed in what they did. I'm also disappointed in how I acted. I remember there was some photo sessions where I'm like, I'm going to have my baby girls. They're going to have the cute dresses. They're going to have the bows. And the photo sessions are the worst. Like, it's a lot of work to get one really cute photo. And I remember one in particular when I had like a 3-year-old and a little baby and just nothing seemed to be going right. And as a mom, I was like, well, I give up. My kids refuse to be cute. I know they're cute, but they're not being cute right now. And I paid all this money. And
I can imagine many a Santa visit also ruined by your kid just loves the concept of Santa. You've been building up to it.
And then won't sit on
his lap. They're not going to sit. They're not going to talk. They're screaming. And then that basically everyone in the mall is looking at your family.
Why is your kid melting down right now? You must be a bad parent.
Oh, like that. And that was the last thing you had to do in a day full of Christmas traditions. And then that memory is forever branded on your brain. Your kid ruined Santa.
So let's talk about it. What is a moment that you can pinpoint in time where maybe something got ruined?
Producer Ben says our dear friend Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Has something we need to hear?
Yes. One time we were so excited to take our kids to Six Flags and they wouldn't go on any rides. And speaking of rage, we were so mad. We needed a break so bad and we wanted to have fun. And they wouldn't go on any rides, and we yelled at them.
Were they scared, or were they just like, I don't feel like playing?
I think they were scared, and then they had to be scared of their parents on top of it. It was the worst.
Did you pull out the, do you know what we paid for these tickets argument, which kids don't comprehend?
Yes, but I think what we said was, why are you being so selfish? We just want to have fun.
Guilt always works.
Yeah. I'm sure my kids don't need therapy at all. It's fine.
I can totally relate to this story, though. Like, do you know how much I spent on this? Gosh.
We're doing this for you.
We're doing it.
You're ruining the thing for you.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
What did your kid ruin? Thanks to our Scramble listener for sending that in, scramble@kzia.com. They planned a special anniversary weekday away from the kids, a special lunch, afternoon movie, go pick them up at school.
Yeah.
School calls even before lunch starts.
They don't even get into the restaurant. They kid pull in the drive.
Got a fever. They leave restaurant, go pick up kid. Anniversary day, special day. They'd been planning for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely ruined. We're taking those calls, those texts on what did your kid ruin?
Yeah, we actually, it's not just moms and dads. Sometimes it's teachers too. From the Z text line that, you know, sometimes it's tough because kids have no idea how much time, money, energy, thought, planning goes into a very important, fun lesson. And sometimes you work so hard to make it engaging and it doesn't go according to plan and it's just completely ruined and you feel like a failure. And at least I tried. Oh. Hang in there, teacher. Hang in there.
We could just change that to what did your student ruin?
Easily.
And go weeks and weeks and weeks.
Easily.
Momtroversy, what did your kid ruin?
Good morning. I have something for your Momtroversy.
Okay, tell us all about it.
Got a 50-inch flat screen for the new bedroom. And our three-year-old daughter was playing with high heels, but lost her foot and hit our TV right in the middle and broke it completely.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you more worried about your daughter or the TV at that moment?
She's okay, right?
I mean, she was completely fine. Ultimately, she just keeps talking about how she broke the TV that one time.
It turns into a funny story. I think that's what I'm seeing with a lot of these. And think about like damage to personal items. We've got, walls. People just kind of literally bouncing off the walls and damaging drywall. My son distracted me on Collins Road, wanted me to replay a song. Rear-ended the car in front of us. Totaled their car when they hit the other ones. Activated the airbags. So basically, the kid wanting to repeat a song totaled the family car.
I can't tell you how many times I have said, I can't do that right now. I am not, like, I'm chauffeuring you, and my only job right now is to get you safely from point A to point B. I can't be worrying about what song is being played, what snack you need.
Did you see Dara's, my oldest child, once opened the car door as they were backing out of the garage?
Good times on that one. Lost the door.
What did your kid ruin? Phone lines, text line remain open. 200-1029.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
So there I was, wedding show 2024. We had already decided we were going to work on vision boards. I'm like, what else could we do as a team to bond?
What kind of shenanigans can I get us into?
To bring us together.
What kind of chaos can I create?
We could go to lunch. We do that a lot. Maybe there's some sort of experience outside. Nah, I don't like the outdoors. Is there? Was there something else we could do? And then I stumbled into the zombie-themed escape room.
How did you stumble upon a zombie-themed escape room?
Because it was 30 minutes, and it was the easiest of the three.
All right.
And I figured you guys are going to want to go anyway, but you'll at least tolerate it. So I signed us up, and yesterday we did our escape experience.
Which was actually, I have to say...
Tolerable.
Tolerable. A tolerable time.
It was okay.
It was a not too bad.
Come on, guys!
Not too bad.
I, as a team, think we did a very, very good job.
Yes.
Once we got going.
I forgot how they work. So I kept waiting for further instruction, even after we had our instructions.
We tried. We've got photos right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Ben and I tried to explain to you how this was going to work, even as they were getting ready to close the door, and you instantly went to the corner and started to cry.
I knew my role. I just like, I don't want to be stuck in here. This is like...
You're stuck in here.
Yeah,
and by
true.
The way, this room's about the same size.
It is,
isn't
actually.
Isn't that a little weird?
That is weird.
But we had to accomplish basically five tasks in 30 minutes to stop an alien virus from spreading. And we had to bring power to the room. We had to solve a light puzzle and then unlock this 6-door locker to get these little discs out. Then the computer scanned them.
Figure out all the codes. Yeah. Where are all the numbers hidden in the room? It was interesting.
Producer Ben, I think you were a very good leader yesterday.
I agree. But I wanted you. Like, I think that you would be a good puzzle guy.
Came across as a good puzzle guy. I think so.
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I found out a code or two.
I do. We have a great shot. Claire, you're at a computer, by the way, that has no keyboard.
Yes.
So you're just kind of standing there.
I was just watching.
Off to the side.
Because you guys were looking for clues. And I was like, oh, the screen's lighting up. And as I'm like, hey, something's happening over here when you're doing that.
Flashy lights over here. Flashy lights.
So I was like, I will be the secretary. I will read the minutes.
I will tell you what, though. The best moment of team building and working as a team, there were like mad scientist beakers full of different colored liquids. And under black light, they all looked to be a different color. And producer Ben, by the way, is colorblind.
Yes.
So was this producer Ben's idea or this was your idea? We all went around and said how many we saw so we could all make sure we were on the same page.
I said that.
That was your idea.
Yeah.
I'm giving you credit for
really?
That. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know I got credit. Hey, thanks.
That was your idea. And then over by the skulls where we had to move the skulls around, producer Ben had the idea to do something with the periodic table of elements.
Yeah, it's got
to
be over here.
It all worked out quite well.
I think that we're a good team. We solved it. We got out.
We got out
we
with
time to spare.
5 minutes.
Wow.
To spare.
Woo!
You are all waking up, Eastern Iowa, without a zombie virus, thanks to the morning scramble.
You're welcome.
You could have been craving brains this morning instead of Cap'n Crunch, but no, there we were, saving the world.
Heroes.
One puzzle at a time to get out of our big escape room.
Today, we are heroes.
We are all heroes.
Yeah.
As you reflect back, any thoughts? Anybody up for a 60-minute?
Yes.
Yes?
I actually think I would.
What?
Yeah, I think I would.
You would?
I think I would. 60 minutes. We're a good team. We can do anything together.
Couples massage?
No. 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 Ew, no.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I'm still glowing. We had a very successful...
You are glowing.
30 minutes in an escape room. We made it out in less than 25 minutes. We saved the world from a zombie apocalypse. You're welcome.
Just a typical Tuesday for the morning scramble.
Grabbed a bite to eat. And then what happened after that, I feel like if each one of us told the story, it would come out differently.
Mm.
Would you say so?
I think we all have a different viewpoint, yes.
How do you recount me asking you to go outside?
Hey, come here. I want to show you something in my trunk.
It was weird.
Ben, do you remember it that way or differently?
It was pretty similar to that. It was kind of creepy.
I want you guys to come look at the backside of my car or something. Like, it was that kind of.
Look at my backside?
Yeah, come look at my
backside.
I
never said look at my backside.
I think we're remembering it, right? I think so, Ben.
What I said was, you guys.
Come check out my backside.
Come check out my trunk. Is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
In the back of our SUV, I had a fishbowl full of coins. And those coins were going to the bank because they'll, that's money, right? And I wanted to deposit it.
I had coins. And I could go to the bank.
I thought it would be fun, kind of like when you guess how many jelly beans are in the jar.
Yeah.
That we, like a baby pool.
Yeah.
So you guessed how many coins. Not total number, but like the value of the coins.
Oh, yes.
Producer Ben has a number. And then I also put a guess in as to how much money was in my trunk.
And the winner gets the prize, right?
There's
the coins.
Well, I'll tell you the prize and I will tell you who won.
Ooh.
Because I've since been to the bank and I know exactly how much was in the fishbowl and who was closest in their guess. And I will tell you that next on the Morning Scramble.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Admittedly, I asked you both to come see what was in my trunk. I did say it. I phrased it that way. That's a little awkward.
Come on back here. I want to show you something.
We wrapped.
Weird.
It was weird, but it was fun.
It was really
Which
fun.
Which takes the weirdness away, right? We just wrap up the zombie escape room. We then grab a quick bite to eat, and then I'm headed to the bank because we're getting ready for a big international trip. And over the course of, since the last one, 5 years ago, we've kept a fishbowl full of coins. And what we do is I take it to the bank, just like, there's some fun spending money, because who knows how much.
Sure.
I grew up, did you guys have like the can on the fridge? Like, that's where my dad kept his loose change.
I had a huge pop bottle container thing.
And you just
one of those big plastic piggy bank things. Yeah.
My dad had like a dish, and it was just always right there on the nightstand. Yeah.
And you never ever saw that go to the bank, but at some point you got to empty it and start over.
Sure.
So we take it to the bank, and as I'm heading into the bank, I know exactly what you guys think is in there, because like jelly beans in a jar style, like the state fair, I had you both put in a guess. Claire, you guessed $206.78.
That's right, I did.
Producer Ben guessed $325 and change in the fishbowl.
Ben, are you sure? You were all like focused on, is this about the size of a coffee can? Because I've seen one, like a person cash in a coffee can.
I watched somebody cash it in at a bank, and I felt like it was like $300. But then I got to thinking, I think they might have had all quarters. That's probably why.
And this thing had all kinds of change in it.
Oh, yeah. Even a paperclip.
I guessed $276, by the way. So I get to the bank. Two things become abundantly clear. One, it's a very heavy fishbowl.
Yeah, where's the fish? This fishbowl is like legit.
Fair question. College, dead fish, different story, different time. We'll get to that later.
I want a full investigation into this thing.
That was college. Fast forward to today. Yesterday, at bank, hand over very large, very heavy fishbowl. The woman has to put it on a chair with wheels to roll it to the machine.
It's that heavy.
Well, it's heavy and cold. It's been in my car, so she's actually wearing gloves. She gets it. It does that magic noise. The gets it right there. And I have the total. Now, before I tell you who's right and who's wrong, I need to get a judge's ruling.
Yeah.
Are we guessing closest to the amount or Price is Right rules? Closest to the amount without going over, Claire.
Price is Right. I guessed $206 and like 76 cents. Like I think down to the penny.
Without going over.
Without going over.
Okay. I can easily tell you right now, the loser by a long shot was Ben.
Oh.
I should have gone for a dollar.
$325 was way too high.
Should have guessed a dollar.
Okay. Which leaves Claire and Dance and Eric Hansen as to how many coins were in the Dance and Eric Hansen Don't Ask Me About the Fishbowl.
Mm.
One of us was within $33.03, and one of us was within $36.19, but one of us went over. And you're saying the rule, just so I understand it, it's the person closest without going over. That's the Price is Right rule?
Unless I'm the loser, then yes.
The winner... And how much change, how much money in the Don't Ask Me About the Fishbowl is Claire!
What? Yes!
Claire is the winner!
Thank you! Come on down! Woo!
Though you were a little farther away than I was, $36 to $33, you were closer without going over. Here is your prize.
What do I win? What do I win? What do I win?
Producer Ben, by losing, has to open the box of the frozen Metallica crap that's in the back of my car, which I believe has exploded sarsaparilla bottles, and you get a watch.
Oh my gosh! This is all I ever wanted! Thank you! Thank you!
And whatever isn't ripped with shards of glass, you can have.
I was really hoping he was going to give me a trip to Hawaii as a second place prize.
No!
Why can't I have can I have some of the change?
So what you're both hearing, no, because I cashed it in already, is I need you both to come look at my trunk again. That's what I need you guys to do.
Not again.
Come back and look at my trunk.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.